Now, as I was telling you earlier, that it's a project manager's skill to ensure that the project is keeping its course, right? So it's like the responsibility of a pilot to land the aircraft onto the required runway and keep that on the track and not elsewhere. Similar to that, in our context, project manager is our pilot, who is going to navigate the aircraft accordingly, and he or she has to ensure that it is landing successfully and all the underlying stakeholders, the passengers in a nutshell, are landed safely or are reaping the benefit of the project. Right? So what are the some of the steps which are required to keep up to the course, right? So generally, the project manager face a lot of challenges, right? You may have the people who are, I would say, the distractors. You may have the people who are just there to cause the trouble. You may have the people who are just not supporting. You may have the some of the limitation of the resources. Yeah? You may have ambiguity in your projects, right? That's some of the challenges which generally the project manager faces. However, there are some good steps which you can have to ensure the project is staying on to the track. Let's discuss a few of them in a future course of slides. Scope creep. I was explaining it to you before that whenever you are dealing with the big force, and I keep on repeating the big force because they are very, very good into designing or defining the scope. You will never see an inch of ambiguity there, okay? And again, if there is no ambiguity, then obviously there is no conflict, and obviously there is a satisfaction onto project delivery. So when you say project managing the scope creep is nothing but do not keep on changing the scope of the project. If it's a minor change and if it is acceptable, it's fine. If it is really, really off the board, because see, you may have the customer changing their goalpost again and again. And if they do that, you better be highlighting that as a risk and inform the relevant senior leadership that this is what is happening, this is what is going to have an impact on my cost, my time, my resources, and this might have an overall issue onto my project. Scope creep. You have to maintain your scope creep. Project plan. Project plan is again very important. I explained it to you before that senior leadership is interested into the project plan and they are interested into tracking those milestones. If your project plan is strong, robust, rock solid, then there may not be any issues on keeping the projects on the track. Right? It's been working very well. The certification on the project management is something which is a kind of a proof of the pudding, saying that if you plan it very well, and there are several projects which have been executed successfully if it is planned very well. Okay, even the large project, look around, so many projects are being executed these days, right? Either it's a governmental, semi-governmental, state level, national level, your own organization, your own personal, many things, right? So, all these. Take a project of getting your sister married or getting your brother married. It is a project, right? Because there are several activities which you are planning, right? From the invitation cards to the hall booking to the something else to the honeymoon and so on and so forth, right? So everything is of some importance activity, and if you plan it very well, then obviously you execute it also very well. Frequent meetings and frequent involvement of the right stakeholders. I am repeating, it's a right stakeholder, because if you are missing out on some of the involvement or some of the key stakeholders, maybe because of the ego or maybe because of the conflict or maybe because of any other political reasons, then remember that your project will be impacted, because then he or she may be a very relevant stakeholder. And if they are not satisfied, probably entire planning of your project would go on a toss. So always a good idea to have an involvement of a right team members at the right amount of time and the right amount of a periodicity, because too much is again dangerous. And during every such interactions, always have a habit to document all the discussion points. Ensure that all the discussion points have the discussions or the action points. If they have an action point, who are the action owner who is responsible for? What is the timeline in which that action is required to be delivered, and so on and so forth, right? Very important, because many of the team members may not be able to join because of some other engagement, or maybe because of the leave schedule, or maybe because of anything else. Your minutes of meeting or your MOM should be descriptive enough to make them understand that this is what was discussed, this is what the action items, this is what the decisions which were made, this is what somebody who has made a decision, this is what is something which we are going to do as the next steps, period. Right? That's very important. Documentation, so MOM capturing capturing MOM is also one type of a documentation. But apart from it, when you talk about documentation in general, it talks a whole lot of things, right? Right from including the scope, right from including the start date, end date, ownership details, action items, any issues, any communication, any email, any stakeholders, any contact numbers, any commercial details of the partners, everything is generally captured as a part of your documentation. Any risk, any issues, everything generally goes as a part of your documentation. Right documentation helps you in keeping the project on track. Why? Because even if there is a change in hands, or even if there is a change in the technology, somebody can refer to these documents and can come back quickly or bounce back quickly onto the project. Right reporting to the right people. Okay, so have a strict reporting regime to avoid any confusion if it is causing. Right. So always have a habit to submit your detailed status report. Any achievements, any derailment, any failure, which you want to communicate to the right amount of people, right group of people. Okay, steering committee should be also involved in case there is any decisions which are stuck. If there is no one who is taking a decisions, or if there is something really ambiguous, or if there is really a conflict between the team members, that is something which needs to be highlighted during the steerco meeting, so that the right leader can give a right message to their respective team members, and the conflicts can be resolved. Proactive approach. Always proactively inform your senior leadership. Remember, I'm telling you with my experience, senior leadership do not like surprises. Make them aware before the situation really comes. And that's why you need to have a proactive approach always. Okay? Keep them informed about the development. Avoid any assumptions. Even if you are making an assumptions, please communicate that I am assuming so and so. If you have again had an experience of looking at the RFP or the responses from an RFP, especially from the Big Fours, you will see the assumptions which they make. They clearly make an assumption that, okay, we assume that the project manager would be from the customer. We assume that we will be getting a sitting space. We assume that we'll be getting a laptop. We assume that we'll be getting the travel and reimbursement cost as and when it is needed, right? Don't assume. If assume, please capture it as a part of your documentation. Consistency in the project management. Guys, you cannot loosen up your string. In case you had a very kick-started your project with an enthusiasm, with a great enthusiasm, make sure that remains till the end, right? Ultimately, remember, it's a hard work which everybody is putting across. The right message, right appreciation has to be there up to the end. Project is, as we discussed, it's a new thing. Maybe there is a change management involved. Maybe there are some of the unexpected ways of working which you might have to go through. There may be some of the hard questions coming across to the project manager. Be with an open mind. Accept the suggestions from your fellow colleagues. Very important to keep the projects onto the track, because if you are not keeping your mind open, if you are not ready to accept the suggestions, remember that something may get derailed because of people having an assumption that this is not going to add a value to them, right? So tracking the project at a key milestone would actually help the project manager to exit a project if it is no longer adding a value. And when you can decide this, you can decide when you have a right feedback from the right stakeholder. Imagine that you are doing a project on moving onto the cloud on your ERP system. And your CEO says, hey, I don't see a value here. Why don't we drop it? Because I want to reserve my working capital. I want money, I want cash in hand so that I can invest into my existing planned expansion. Maybe there is something on the data leakage which the security leader wants to implement. But maybe your business would say, hey, I don't think this is a priority item for me because I really don't see anything which is really business sensitive for me. Everybody is aware what I do. I'm a listed organization. I'm reporting to my board of directors. I'm reporting to the public. I'm reporting to my shareholders. I'm absolutely okay even if anything gets leaked out. Right? So maybe something which you can drop in case you have thought of, right? So be an open mind. Be also an open mind to take additional tasks into the project. Maybe you might have focused on a very narrow-minded approach solving an existing problem, but if some suggestion comes that, hey, if you implement this, maybe after 3-4 months there could be another problem and you might have to start another project, why don't we fix it or why don't we include it right from now? Right? So be an open-minded approach, otherwise it will be really difficult as a part of the project tracking mechanism as a project manager. Keep a check on the budget, like how we keep on monitoring our health on a periodicity. Also, it's a healthy practice to keep a check onto your budget which you're spending onto the project, right? So always have a check in case you are thinking that there may be an escalation onto the price or there may be significant changes onto your project cost. Be submissive and update your project manager or if you are yourself a project manager, update your senior leadership about these changes. I explained it to you about the unwanted surprises which are not appreciated by the senior leadership. If you think there are early warnings which would be a good idea to communicate, please do so as a part of your successful project completion. And if it is remediated, if those warnings are remediated, that's fine. But if those warnings are not remediated, probably you could be into a question. People might question your ability to highlight those risks. Right. So always stay alert on every stage of the project. Even if there's a minor deviation, there's a minor derailment which you are thinking, and if you want to keep it behind the carpet, I would say don't do that. Have it highlighted as an early warning, and maybe you can have your status as an amber and maybe not in a green situation. Right. Have an authority and accountability to the project manager. You may be project manager for your own project. There may be someone else would be a project manager for your own for your project. There may be a partner who would be assigned as a project manager for your project. Ensure that the complete accountability has been given, extended to him or her, right? Because if the accountability is not given, if there is an ownership is not given, then probably he or she has a very nice excuse saying that, hey, I'm not powerful enough, I cannot take a decision, and hence people are not listening to me and probably the project might fail. Even if you give the ownership, guys, remember that you are a business, you are the owner, and you have to strike the right balance between the supervision and the authority. You may be giving an authority, but you cannot avoid the ownership. You still have to supervise, you still have to guide, coach the team member, the project manager, in case someone else is being made as a project manager. So right authority and right accountability is really required. A culture of tracking and scheduling the time. I'm sure many organizations do struggle in keeping up the time. I would describe in a simple way that if you have a schedule which is fixed for you, for example, if you know that which train, or if you have a schedule, right, to catch a very specific train every single morning, if you are a Mumbaikar, okay, because you know that if you will miss that train, probably you will see the rush and then you may have an inconvenience. So how you track your time, how you track yourself, how you track your activities during a day, it's always a good idea to have those tracking and scheduling and a culture for the project management. It's very important that you are communicating in the right fashion to the right stakeholders, explaining them about the consequences in case if we are not meeting or not having that culture. You might have heard about some of the statements saying security first culture or a cloud first culture or digital first adoption culture. What is something which you are hearing? That some of the cultural statements which are going around the organization, just to ensure that we are, or everybody is talking the same language, right? That's a cultural thing, is very important. Delay do come into the project. Everybody will have to have an open mindset. However, as I said, if you plan it very well, you may not end up into significant delays. But if the delay comes, naturally it affects the morale of the people, of the team. It affects the cost. It affects the overall commitment of an organization, right? So it's very important that you have those things in check. Your word is a commitment to the senior leadership, because senior leadership is also committing to their further senior leadership, and that commitment has to be adhered to, right? So if you are keep on failing your commitment over and over again, then probably the decision making is into the question, right? So always important that you are meeting your words, and hence you are helping the senior leadership to meet their words. Project managers' responsibility. Some of it we have already covered in the past, but still there may be some of the good areas which every project manager will have to abide by or should abide by. So project progress evaluation. It's an inherent thing which any project managers are expected to do. Okay, if they are not meeting or not tracking the timeline, not measuring the progress, then probably they may not be an efficient project manager, right? So as a project manager, you should regularly evaluate the progress. Have a dipstick approach in case you are senior leadership. Have a look at what exactly the phase, where exactly it is getting off track, where exactly the team needs help, needs the support in case they are not calling it out, right? So that's something which you, which as a project manager should keep in mind. The managing schedule, again, it's interlinked when you are tracking your project. You have to be onto the toes when you are managing the schedule of any projects which you are responsible for, right? And that's why it makes an evident plan that you're tracking. In case of any changes do happen. But in case there is a change happens, you are also navigating your resources accordingly, putting it a right message to the right forum that yes, this is what has changed and that's why this is what the impact is. Resources. Project managers are also responsible for the resources working under him or her. And right balance on those resources. Maybe some resource is overburdened. Can some of the responsibilities be shifted to the another team members just to help the project to get back onto the track? Can I remove the unwanted activities and ensure that my team's bandwidth is captured into the right direction so that I am meeting my target? Right, so resourcing is very important. Scope change, we have discussed it before as well, that in case there is a scope change which happens, the responsibility of a project manager would be to request the resource, request the additional budget, request the or request and communicate to the people that in case this is what is changing, I would like to have an additional 2 weeks of time. I would like to have an additional 2 resources, or I would probably remove the other activities and I'll probably address this and so on and so forth, right? So this do happens, but it is a responsibility and ownership of a project manager to deal with the situation, just to ensure that the client satisfaction is up to speed. Okay. Having the change of the scope, having the change in the team member formation, having the change in expectation, having an internal conflict should never affect your project quality or an overall outcome. And when we are talking about overall outcome, it's a responsibility of a project manager to ensure that whatever quality was committed, either internally or externally, it is not getting impacted. For example, if you are used to fly into a business class by, say, or Delta Airlines, or say by any other airline of the world, okay, and if you have set of an experience while flying into the business class, okay, obviously one sector, the airline is flying Airbus 380, okay, which is apparently one of the best or largest aircraft in the world. Okay, now because of their operational issues, they downgraded that aircraft and they started flying to Boeing 777. Now there's a huge difference between the aircraft, right? But there should not be a significant difference for the business class traveler. The experience should still remain the same, because ultimately the airline is responsible for giving that experience, the seamless experience, to the business class travelers. Okay, they might have a compromise, they might reduce the speed, they might rebook some of the passengers into a different aircraft altogether, but it should not impact the overall quality. Coming back to our example is, in case you have a quality factor as one of the end user experience, right? That is a quality which has to be met as and when the project progresses. Okay. Further impact on the quality, if you think that this quality might get deteriorated, which means that if you have given a commitment to the users that, okay, if I change this ticketing tool from one to another, it will reduce some amount of clicks which you are making. Okay, so for example, if earlier user had to click 10 times for raising a service ticket, now after changing of a tool, probably the number of clicks would be reduced. That's again a quality which you have committed to them, right? Now to do that, if there is a change of a software, if there is a change of resources, if there is a change of technologies which you had not expected, which is now coming up, you need to factor it as a part of your overall tracking and mechanism of improving the quality. Okay, and for that, your project manager should have the sound knowledge, maybe the technical knowledge as well, or maybe the managerial knowledge of the critical path, or how to build the contingency, how to add an additional time, or how to have the additional time, how to float around the resources between the several tasks, how to navigate the team members, how to reduce the conflict, how to remove the difference of opinions, how to track the activity, and so on and so forth. Right? These are some of the qualities or the some of the watchouts which the project manager has to look at it. Coming back on further on the work breakdown structure, or the WBS, which you might have heard about it. If you have an experience of working into the software field, this is the term which is used very frequently. But from the project standpoint also, work breakdown structure is a very, very commonly used terminology, where you are actually decomposing your architecture, breaking the larger activity into the smallest, the smaller most activity, so that you are absolutely sure that all the activities are captured off. Right now, since you have broken down all these activities, it's also important that you are also breaking down the duration which is required, the number of dependencies which you might have with that specific activities onto a different activities, or onto a different teams, or onto a different project, and so on and so forth. So work breakdown structure is again very, very important. In case you are a project manager, or in case you are an executor, you will have to spend a great amount of time to understand this particular work breakdown structure. The project manager would track all these basic activities, may use the tools or maybe the some of the Gantt charts or maybe some of the project management tool if it makes the life of the project manager easy. But we need to have that complete work background structure, and again you always size some of the buffer, some of the time, some of the additional activities which you might see as and when you progress. Okay, multiple projects I've been working on and I've worked on in the past, I've always seen some element of surprises, which probably is not you, but probably it's a technology, probably it's something which is the limitation of the technology or something else, right? So always have that buffer timeline so that like you can accommodate all those unwanted or miscellaneous activities as you progress. That clearly narrates or the completion of your module, where we kind of dealt with how the importance of the scheduling is, how do you track your minute most activities, how you actually as a project manager, how do you deal with those sense of urgencies, how do you navigate your ship as per the need, right? And how do you communicate, how do you update to the senior leadership, right? Thank you so much, guys, for being with me here on this project management activities. I'm sure this session was helpful to you. Thank you.